A former rector of GIMPA, Professor Stephen Adey, says even though Ghana has achieved Millennium Development Goal 1 of halving the level of poverty before 2015, it is not likely it will achieve most of the remaining goals. He was speaking at a public lecture organized by the Development Studies Student Association of the Valley View University at Oyibi in the Dangme West District. Professor Adey was sad that Ghana remains a middle-income country with third-world characteristics, adding that the vulnerability of the people is high.
When it comes to halving the poverty level, those who live on less than $1, Ghana has achieved the Millennium Development Goal ahead of time. Even though one third of that one of getting a sustainable livelihood for the youth and the women, we haven't done so. But with regard to the remaining six MDGs which affect the countries, we scored at best D in terms of child mortality, maternal mortality, sanitation, and the rest. We have only done 1/7. The 8th is international cooperation. Given our middle income status with least developed country characteristic in areas like sanitation, you know, maternal mortality and the rest, and we therefore we need to do more. The growth we experienced in the last 2 decades contributed to the reduction of poverty. Also the social interventions like national health insurance, capitation grant, school feeding program, national health insurance contributed. But for us to go forward, there's a need for us to do certain things, such as accelerating the growth, making it broad-based. If you grow from oil and gold, it doesn't affect the man in my and woman in my village. We have to target agricultural productivity, sustaining our transformation to an industrialized economy. We must solve our energy problem, and then our social interventions, we must reduce the level of corruption so that the interventions will really have the intended impact. Unfortunately, the three northern regions are our worst areas in terms of poverty, and we must do a lot more. Unfortunately, despite the dominance of the northerners in the government today, most of the interventions like SADA, you know, Guinea fowls and other things have been riddled with extreme corruption, so that the intended ends are not. And I think that we will hold our northern brothers who are in government today responsible.